Ye nations, all on you I call, come hear this declaration, and don't refuse this glorious news of Jesus and salvation. To all the earth proclaim the birth of Christ, the great Messiah, as was foretold by prophets old Isaiah, Jeremiah.
That is Peggy Seeger, sister to Pete, singing Babe of Bethlehem. It's the opening cut off this year's edition of Christmas Jollies, Bill Adler's annual idiosyncratic compilation of holiday tunes. Since 1982, the former record company executive has produced for friends and family a Christmas soundtrack of unexpected songs. Bill Adler joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome and happy holidays.
Well, thank you very much.
So what's a nice rap label executive from Detroit doing making a holiday music collection for for almost three decades?
I'm Jewish, and I grew up not having Christmas and not missing Christmas particularly. But then I met and married a woman who celebrates Christmas, and so I sort of had to get into the spirit. And I like virtually everything about the holiday, but I, as a music lover myself, I very quickly got bored with the kind of standard Christmas soundtrack. And so I began to put my yearly compilation together just as a way to help get myself through the holiday.
Let's get right to the music. And there's one that will keep you warm on a cold winter's night, and that's Little Jimmy King's Happy Christmas Tears.
Merry Christmas, baby, and a happy, happy new year. Merry Christmas, baby, and a happy new year. It's so good loving you, I could almost shed a tear.
It's just so vivid. It's just so well done. You know, I like every single part of it. I like the guitar playing and the tempo and the drumming and the way the guy sings. And I also like what he has to say. It's very heartfelt and loving.
Where do you find the music?
Well, you know, I'm not young, and I'm not a Luddite either, but, you know, I don't find much music online. I still go to what's left of the record stores. I go to flea markets. I hear from other collectors. That's mostly where I find it.
Okay, as you say in your liner notes, you've included the hallucinatory rareness of snow in Jamaica with Winter Storm by Ross Pito. Who is he?
I have no idea.
Here comes the winter storm. I see the cloud of darkness cover the land. I get a pair of gloves to protect my hand.
So what is it about this one, Bill, that you love?
Well, just because, I do not believe that, in fact, he ever had seen or did see a winter storm. I don't believe it. You know, we would have heard about a winter storm in Jamaica. It never happened.
Now I have seen the winter storm.
Now, you know, my colleague on Saturday, Scott Simon, he teams up this time of year with Jim Nader, the annoying music man, to play a bit of essentially torturous holiday music.
Right.
But yours is not that. And are there any limits to your choices?
Well, I'm certainly not driven by the desire to annoy anybody. The first thing I want to do is just please myself. And I'm hopeful that, in the process of doing that, I can please other folks as well. And, you know, I know how kind of safe as milk that sounds, but the whole attitude isn't a punk attitude. You know, it's really for me, you know, is there a way to locate a pocket of soulfulness in this genre of music, which is frequently kind of unsoulful?
And NPR has its own holiday mix, Jingle Jams, and I want to mention that because you offered up some suggestions for that collection. It's streaming at nprmusic.org. And we've actually put together a little medley of some of the tunes that you've suggested, some obscure, some not. So here, never before on the same stage, are Sonny Boy Williamson, Keb Moe, Betty Carter, and Ray Charles, and the Beach Boys.
Nice.
My baby was shopping yesterday, so I'm gonna buy what you need for Santa Claus. My baby was shopping yesterday, so I'm gonna buy what you need for Santa Claus. I'm gonna take mine with me, but I'll leave your heart in my closet drawer.
Christmas time, it comes but once a year. Bells are ringing and the family's all here. All the children want to help decorate the tree. And there's lots of nice presents under there for you and me. Oh, Santa Claus is coming, it's a Jingle Bell Jamboree.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand.
Me. Forgot and days of old lang syne.
Bill, after all these years, what have you found makes a good holiday tune, one that endures?
You know, some music does have a kind of a timeless quality to it, so that you can go back. You know, for example, I have a track on the current this year's compilation that was cut in 1928. Well, that's, you know, whatever it is, 83 years ago, and you know, it could sound antique as hell, but in fact, it doesn't. At least not to my ears, and I can't predict what's going to sound enduring and timeless when the stuff is made. All I know is that, you know, when I stumble across it in my little life, you know, if it still speaks to me, then I imagine it'll speak to other folks as well.
I'd like to finish up with something just a little bit more traditional. It's actually Solomon Burke. He died last year, and this is Burke singing Silent Night in a live performance in a church in 1982, the year of your first Christmas Jollies collection. Mm-hmm. But before we hear it, I'd just like to thank you for taking the time to share your music with us and wish you all the best this holiday season.
Thank you so much, and I wish the same for you. You know, this is just nothing but fun for me.
Silent night, holy night, all has come, and all is bright. Know around the young virgin and my...
Bill Adler is co-author of Def Jam Recordings, the first 25 years of the last great record label, and the creator of the Christmas Jollies collection. You can hear dozens more alternative holiday tunes at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Merry Christmas. I'm Audie Cornish.
In heaven, peace. Yes, he's sleeping in heaven. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let me say it again.